Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Get Answers to Life's Questions. And I am your hostess, the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. And I'm assuming that everyone can hear me. So if you cannot hear me, press 1, which will make your little symbol go away. If you can hear me, don't do anything. All right, I'm not seeing any symbols disappearing, so I'm assuming that everyone can hear me today. Yay! I am a woman on a mission. I'm looking for answers, looking for truth, looking for what's real. And it's been an interesting journey as I let go of the illusions of humanity and started embracing the divinity within me. It's something I can't really put into words, but if you want to learn more about me, then go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. and read the stuff that's there. There's lots of information there. And then if you have questions, you can connect with me. All right. So we are going to go ahead and go to our first caller. And our first caller is from area code 702.
Hi. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. And what's your name?
My name is Brian. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking.
So what can I do for you today?
Yes, I just want to know if you could just look into my life and see what's coming for me.
And the first thing I hear is, what is it that you want to create? Because you're the one who's determining what's coming for you.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. What I'm trying to create is a change in my career. Right now I'm a doctoral student, and I'm working on finishing that up within these next few months, hopefully by December of this year. And once I graduate, I want to go and become a professor. I spent the last 14 years as a teacher, and now I want to go into higher education. And I just really want to, just create new opportunities for myself in that direction.
And the first thing I'm hearing is have you decided which school you want to teach at?
Oh, yes. I've looked at a few, mostly on the West Coast, but here where I live, also a little Dennis, Chicago area. And so, yeah, I've really got my eyes set on like 5 to 6 different schools.
Okay. Hold on. I'm feeling the energy of that. And it feels good. It does feel good. I'm not seeing anything in the way.
Okay.
They're just saying that you know where you want to be. You know what you want to do. And you know that you have the power to create it. So go ahead. Have fun. Create it. They're recommending that once you graduate, or if you can do it before then, that you go and visit these schools, spend a couple of days there, interact with the students, find out what they think about the school too, so that you know whether or not it's what it appears to be on paper.
Okay.
And that's important for you to really get what fits you.
Okay.
So are you in a relationship?
Yes, I'm currently married.
And is that a good relationship?
It's a good, well, I'll put it this way. I love my wife with all my heart. We have a one-year-old baby who I love very much. I often been feeling that my wife, although I love her and I know she loves me, I feel like she's not helping me get to the level where I need to get to in life. And we had discussions over the period of the last 12 months or whatnot. Things get better, but then she regress. Things get better, and then there's a regression. And right now things are going pretty good right now, and hopefully things will sustain itself. But, you know, just being honest, yes, I've had thoughts of maybe she may not be a long-term solution, I guess.
Okay. So one of the first things that I'm hearing is that it's not her job to do anything for you. It's your job to take care of you, to be responsible for you. It's her job to be responsible for herself. Is she making herself the very best that she can be? Is she making her own life as wonderful as it can possibly be? Because if she's doing that, then she's automatically working with you. You see what I'm saying?
Mm. Yes.
Because if you're asking her to make you the focus, that actually goes against what her heart is telling her to do. And she's not going to be able to stick with that because she's doing it not for herself, but for you.
But to please me, yeah.
Yeah. And you don't live your life to please her. She shouldn't be living her life to please you.
I agree.
So approach it in a different way and encourage her to do what is best for her and to become the very best version of herself that she can become. And then she can be the very best wife that she could possibly be.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And it'll also release tension. I feel a lot of tension when you talk about her. And it'll let go of that tension so that you can actually enjoy her, enjoy being around her, raise your son in an atmosphere of love and acceptance. And
yes,
you're really going to like that.
Absolutely.
Okay, so if you haven't already, make a list of what it is that you desire. And you can put as much stuff or as little stuff on the list as you want to. But remember that you don't have any control over anybody else. So don't put on the list, you know, my wife is changes, because you don't have the ability to change her. That's her choice. That's not yours.
Right.
Only put on the list the things that are yours, the things that fit who you are and who you are becoming.
Okay.
And then you may just want to read your list every day for as long as it feels appropriate. And once you realize that something on your list has already happened, you can just cross it off.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I do see that you will be successful. And that people will respect you, and your students will love talking to you.
Oh.
So, is there anything else?
Yeah, just to add some things that you said. I think you said a lot of good things, made me think. And just kind of reflected on some of the discussions me and my wife has had. I'm not really trying to change it. Well, I think what it is that, you know, when we go into marriage, we have certain expectations on things that we say we'll do, some responsibilities that we take upon, like myself, and the things that she agreed to do. And one of the issues we had is, I do my part most of the time, and she do her part most of the time, but I do a lot of complaining when she don't do hers. And so what I'm learning to do, and there's some things you just already touched on, which I do appreciate, is, stop focusing on what she's not doing and really kind of step up what I'm not doing in some areas. And maybe that will encourage her, to do the things that she says she agreed to do that she don't do. I'm learning to stop complaining more because, she's a stay-at-home wife, and she works, she's going to school, going to one of the best of schools right now, and I'm very, very thankful of that because it's really a personal achievement for herself. And she's taking care of our baby at home, so I do appreciate that, and I do the best I can to show all kind of love and appreciation for that. But when I come home sometimes, when I don't see things done, I do have a tendency to complain a lot, and I'm really working hard on trying to stop that, So I really do appreciate, the constructive feedback that you've given me, because as you were talking, I was just sitting here thinking like, man, listening from a third party really just kind of bring things into perspective. Because of the pandemic, we don't get a chance to spend a lot of time with other people,
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's just me and her, and there's no opportunity to grow sometimes when it's just, you're just involved with two people and not really close individuals who may see some things that can be, that can add to your life and that can add some things as far as perspectives and stuff. So,
well, I want to let you know that for me, if someone complains that I have not done something, I am more than likely not going to do it. Because if you are complaining about it, it makes me not want to do it, period. And it will take forever before I will get it done, as long as you complain.
Exactly.
So just remember, complaining usually has the opposite effect of what you actually want.
I can recall as a kid, I felt the same way.
And most people have
exactly.
That reaction. If you complain to them about something they haven't done. I was married to a man who he was very unhappy with himself in his own life, and he took it out on me. And so it finally reached a point where when it was time that he was going to be coming home, I would be sitting there thinking, can't he have a traffic accident or something, so that he doesn't have to come home at all. I mean, it really got to that point. So you don't want her to think those kinds of thoughts about you. So stop the complaining and start conversations, where she has the freedom to be who she's being without any judgment from you. she deserves that unconditional love. That's what you enjoy. That's what she enjoys. So start creating your marriage based on unconditional love and give her the freedom to not do things if she doesn't do them and not feel guilty about it. Not like the world's going to end if she doesn't wash a dish, you know, or something like that. So lighten up.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you so much for your feedback.
You are welcome. And keep up the good work. Your team, that's what I call the guides and angels that work with individuals. Your team are very happy with you, very proud of you. They say that you really are working to create changes in your own life and who you are being. And they just see this beautiful future for you. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. You take it easy. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is 111111111. I just love saying all those ones. I'm just kind of crazy like that. Hi, who's this?
Why you gotta be crazy?
Page
111.
Okay, I can't hear you. I hear you talking in the background, but I can't really hear what you're saying.
Okay, I'm going to take it off my... Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, Queen.
Well, it could be because my volume wasn't up high. Something to do with it.
I think it might.
You think, you do think, divinely appointed, anointed, incomparable one. Yes, I'm going to try to put this on my earpiece again. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Alrighty. How are you today?
I am doing great. I really am doing great. It's a wonderful day. What kind of wonderful, amazing things are you up to?
Quite a bit. Wordplay. I'm going to write some more on my magical, serious, informative trilogy. And with that said, I have some words I want to put into the cauldron of expression to see what comes forth in relationship to what I need to know about them. Are you ready?
Okay.
You're always ready. The first one is courtesan. The second one is geisha. The next one is, I'm going to spell it. Let me get to it. Divadashi. And the king.
Okay. All right, I'm tuning into the energy. Okay, one of them I'm seeing an image of this mist, almost a smoky mist swirling up from it. although I'm not sure which word it was. Okay, it was the first one. And okay, this reminds me of a scene from the cartoon Aladdin. I think I've actually seen, but where the mist comes out of the lamp and then the genie's head appears. And so I'm seeing that mist coming up from that word, and I'm seeing it looks like an Egyptian, give me words. It's an Egyptian goddess, but it's not one that's well known. And she wants to connect with you. And that's what I'm getting from that word. I don't know if that tells you anything or not.
It does.
Okay, good. Let's see. Okay, I'm tuning into the second word, and all I'm getting is the word love. Okay, and tuning into the third word. That's weird, because the first thing I heard was Pico de Gallo, and I'm thinking, what does that have to do with anything?
What was that?
Pico de Gallo.
I don't know. Another word. Pico de Gallo. I don't know the word.
That's a Mexican celebration, isn't it? I don't know.
I don't either at the moment. Pico de Gallo. I don't know.
Okay, check into that, because that's what I'm getting connected with that. Okay, and the fourth word. I'm getting an image of someone with doing a hula hoop around their waist. So I don't know what any of this means, but that's what they're showing me.
Okay, so I'll phrase the question differently. In relationship to my goddess temple palace, the goddess temple palace, these words and their place as I move forward with the temple. I almost want to change goddess. I do want to change from goddess to goddess's temple palace, but one and the same.
Yeah, it is one and the same. They said we're all there no matter whether you specify one or many, because we are all one. Okay, so they're giving me a little more clarity. Okay, so they're saying love is the answer. So that's why the love connection. Pico de Gallo is about the celebration of life. And the hula hoop is about fun, having fun, just for the fun of it. And they say, you already know what the goddess means.
Okay.
They're saying that that is actually what you're looking for.
All of the above. Different, goddess, fun. Okay. Seek and I will find. I'll live with that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I thank you.
You're welcome. One of the things that, okay, do one of you guys want to talk to her? Okay. This is, I think this is the goddess from the first word. And she's shaking her head yes. Okay, here's what she wants to say. You're not here to do something that everybody else has done. You already know that. You don't think like other people. You don't act like other people. You don't live like other people. So this is about you embracing you and your uniqueness and allowing yourself to have the freedom to be who you truly are. It's about waking up to the knowing that things don't have to be the way that they've been expected to be. Expectations don't really have any place in your life. Your life is not about the routine. It's not about the usual. It's not about the normal. It's about the unique. It's about the beautiful. It's about the creative. It's about the outrageous. It's about you. And this is your way of opening up to all that you are instead of deciding, okay, well, this week I can add this and next week I can add that. No, you can add everything at every moment, anytime you want to. You have the complete freedom to just be you, to just be you, out loud, outrageous, outgoing, out loving, out everything. That's who you are. That's who you are. That's who you are. And that's what we love about you. So don't stop being you. Be more of you and let go of everything you've ever been. It's over. It's done. Been there. Time to move forward. Time to be you. Okay. That's what she wanted to say.
I hear you. I got it. I got it. I can live with that.
Wonderful.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste. And your new goddess is a very perky little thing. Okay. You probably got that from listening to her. We are moving to area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne. How are you today?
Well, a little rough start. Last night, I don't know, I just didn't really sleep. And I don't really get hot sweats like a lot of women, but I had that blanket on and off. It felt like I was only sleeping 10 minutes at a time. And I had an insane dream. And finally, about 7 o'clock, I think I slept enough to go into REM. And I was back on a college campus and living in a dorm. And my ceiling fell. So I walked in my dorm room, and it was like an old, you know, this old kind of brick cement building, and all the cement was in my room, and but I didn't really react to it. I was like, oh well, and then I just kind of left, and when I was kind of waking up, it was funny, I said, oh good, I don't have to deal with all that cement. in my room. But I am coming up because I'm moving and I'm cleaning out every drawer and every item that I have. Kind of roundabout question, but menopause symptoms and stress, or, you know, why now? Because I really haven't had any symptoms in like a year. And now when I need sleep and I need energy, then it's back.
There is a part of you that's afraid of this whole moving process and what it means. And yeah, there's a part of you that's still it's like you know that this is a new beginning for you, because it is.
Yeah, right. In many ways, yeah.
Yeah.
On the surface and down and deep down, yeah.
You have ideas about your life, what you expect. You know, there's that comfort zone kind of stuff. And
yeah, especially I think after a year of staying inside, you know, that your room can get pretty cozy, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why your ceiling had to fall.
Oh, I like that.
Because you can't just sit there and still be cozy and whatever if you're surrounded by all this debris.
Oh,
you have to get up and do something.
You got out. I just left.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's good.
One of the things I'm hearing is that you should continue to go through, clean up, get rid of the things that really have no purpose, no meaning in your life anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can do that in any way that it talks to you. All right, let me see. What else do you want to tell Dan?
And what about the night sweats?
Part of that is some of the fear. There's a part of you that is afraid that by living with someone else, you will be giving up your freedom to be you.
Oh.
And in some ways, you know, most people will feel that way if they go from living alone, doing what they want, whenever they want. I mean, you can walk around naked and nobody knows. And, you know, you have all this freedom. And if you move in and you live with someone else, then you become concerned about what they are going to think, what they are going to say, how they are going to feel. And you start reining yourself in.
Yeah, this friend is not really on a spiritual path like me, so I guess I am worried about exposing that side of me.
And you're putting all of that stuff that you're deciding you can't let out, you can't express, you're putting it inside of you. And in you, it's coming out through the hot flashes.
Oh, okay.
So don't stop being you. I mean, it doesn't matter whether she's on a spiritual path and blah, blah, blah. You don't have to sit and talk to her about your spiritual beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
But don't stop living them.
Got it. I've always taught by example, and I don't give any advice not asked for.
Okay. Here is a message for you from the goddess asked. And others. I'll just say and others, because there's other goddesses involved. All right, here's what they want to say. this is a big change for you. In some ways, this is a huge change for you. And so there are some parts of you that have gotten comfortable with your life, exactly the way that it is. Even the aspects of your life that you don't like, you're still comfortable with them because you know what to expect. There's no surprises. And now you are going to be moving into a whole new place, and you're going to be living with another person, and everything's changed. Everything's changed. Everything's changed. And there are parts of you that are screaming, no, 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 no. And you just need to breathe and let them go.
Mm-hmm.
Because life is not about staying safe. It's not about running from change. It's about embracing whatever is in front of you. It's about accepting the changes in your life, the changes in you. It's about your own evolution. You know you are meant to do so much more than you have ever done. And you are exploring your own spirituality and allowing that to come out, allowing the truth of your heart to be in your life. Don't change that. Don't stop that. You can do that whether you live alone or if you live with 20,000 people. It doesn't matter. It's about you being you. And nobody else has authority over you. And nobody else can dictate what you can and cannot do. So let go of all of the fear and all of the doubt. Just breathe deep right now and let go. And focus on what's important to you. What's important to you? Don't hang on to things just because you've had them for a long time. Don't hang on to things just because your great-great-aunt on your father's side who died 19,000 years ago gave you something. You've got to keep it forever. No, you don't. Let it go. This is about you being who you are right now, not who you were in the past. And if you want to take pictures of the things that you are letting go of, then take pictures. Put them in a photo album. That's fine. But let them go. Because then you have the freedom to move forward in your own life and to be who you truly are. And there's nothing more important than that. Keep that in mind as you are making this change. You are not giving up yourself. You are moving further into yourself.
Oh, I like that.
Be you, no matter what. That's what they wanted to tell you.
Can I ask one more?
Sure.
So I want to drive up but make it a nice trip, make it a vacation of 4 or 5 days and stop places and see other family members now that we can do that again. And then I found out the cost of a one-way rental car is pretty insane. But, I mean, that kind of stopped me in my tracks. So I'd need to, if you could help me get past that spending money, I need, you know, to not just make it a business of shoot up there and drive for 14 hours, but it's okay to spend the money to make it enjoyable.
Okay, we're going to do some dear innate statements.
Right.
Okay. Dear innate, I am safe.
Dear innate, I am safe.
Dear innate, I am abundant.
Dear innate, I am abundant.
Dear innate, I am worthy.
Dear innate, I am worthy.
Dear innate, I am always provided for.
Fear and hate, I'm always provided for.
Fear and hate, I can choose to have fun.
Fear and hate, I can choose to have fun.
Fear and hate, I can choose to spend money.
Fear and hate, I can choose to spend money.
Fear and hate, I can choose to visit family and friends.
Fear and hate, I can choose to visit family and friends.
Fear and hate, I can choose to enjoy every moment of my life.
Fear and hate, I can choose to enjoy every moment of my life.
Fear and hate, God is on my side.
Fear and hate, God is on my side.
Fear and hate, I have the freedom to just be me.
Fear and hate, I have the freedom to just be me.
Fear and hate, I release scarcity.
Fear and hate, I release scarcity.
Fear and hate, I release lack.
Fear and hate, I release lack.
Fear and hate, I release fear.
Fear and hate, I release fear.
Fear and hate, I release limitations.
Fear and hate, I release limitations. I have another one. I release my father's, all of those are what I release that my father didn't spend any money. I release my father's money habits.
Okay. I may change that one a little.
Oh yeah, exactly. But it's very much related to my father watching what he did the last on his retirement and living like a miser.
Okay. Fear and hate, I release the need to live like a miser.
Fear and hate, I release the need to live like a miser.
Fear and hate, I forgive my father for teaching me limitations.
Mm. Oh. Fear and hate, I forgive my father for teaching me limitations.
Fear and hate, I release the pandemic.
Oh, fear and hate, I release the pandemic.
Fear and hate, I give myself the freedom to flow in my own life.
Fear and hate, I give myself the permission to flow in my own life.
Fear and hate, I love myself.
Fear and hate, I love myself.
Fear and hate, it is safe for me to spend money on me.
That's a good one. Fear and hate, it is safe. It's safe for me to spend money on me.
Take a couple of nice deep breaths.
Yeah, you hit gold on that one.
Yeah. Dear Nate, I no longer punish myself for spending money.
Dear Nate, I no longer punish myself for spending money.
Dear Nate, I deserve to have money to spend on me.
Dear Nate, I deserve to have money to spend on me.
Dear Nate, I am only responsible for myself.
That's a big one. Dear Nate, I'm only responsible for myself.
Dear Nate, I am sharing my abundance with the world.
Dear Nate, I am sharing my abundance with the world.
Dear Nate, this is my choice and it is right.
Dear Nate, this is my choice and it is right.
And take a nice deep breath.
Okay. And I feel much lighter.
Good, good.
Yeah. That was a lot in my throat.
Yep.
Came up for that too.
Good.
It was released in the throat chakra. Yeah, it feels good too because I want to do things in this city before I leave to enjoy the last, going to whatever, the last restaurant or the last museum or whatever. So that all that relates as well to enjoying my last weeks here.
Wonderful. Yes, give yourself the freedom to be you, to go out, to do whatever it is you need to do or want to do and just have fun. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and the not punishing yourself afterwards, that's a big one.
Yeah.
So, and, yeah.
Well, great.
Woo, all right. Thank you, as always, and I think I will sleep tonight.
Yes, I think you will, too.
All right, I'll keep listening. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. Hold on. My computer's doing something weird, but that's okay. I've learned how to deal with it. And we are now moving to the caller from area code 613. Hi, who's this?
Hello. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, it's Wilma. I'm so happy that you chose me. I'm still laughing from the first caller when you said about sitting waiting for your husband and hoping for a traffic accident. And I know you didn't mean for it to be funny, but it just, you literally just said to the gentleman afterwards, lighten up. And I was like, I'm already lit up from that crack that you just made. I could see you sitting on the couch. Anyway, that truly did lighten my day. It was so funny. Anyway, I'm sure you remember every time that I've had the opportunity and the pleasure to speak with you, it's always been about a lack and limitation. I walked through that process that you just did with the lady, that when I got the email and knew, okay, I have to be on this call, it wasn't to ask about the lack and limitation for wants. It was about, I have a sense that the flow, that I have been causing when I'm using the lack and limitation, I'm actually creating a block or something that's stopping the flow of my well-being. I'm trying to choose my words properly here and also taking what's coming out. So that's what I was going to ask for, is if you can speak to my guides or connect somehow to see what it is in me that I need to finally clear to allow the flow. I feel as if I'm in a different, it's hard to explain. I feel as if I'm in a different energetic space that I realize that those were words I shouldn't have been using and those are part of what kept me stuck in the first place. But that whatever it was that created it to begin with, I should be able to step out of that and step into flow and well-being and just be in a good place.
Okay.
And is this making sense to you?
It makes perfect sense. And there is a whole group of goddesses around you right now. So the goddess asked is going to talk for the group, and the group is going to be clearing you while she's talking. So
okay. Just
be. That's the first time they ever told me to say that for somebody. Yeah, just be. Okay. You were taught in this lifetime and in several past lifetimes that you are not safe. You are not safe because there's never enough. you are not safe because you always have to worry about having enough to eat, having enough to wear, having enough money to spend, having enough love, having enough of anything and everything. This was deeply, deeply ingrained in you. And now in this lifetime, you are working to let that go. So we are sending energy through you right now as I'm speaking with you. And this energy is clearing you, releasing those old restraints, those old fears, that old energy. And we are doing this for you and for anyone else who is listening who has the same energies that need to be released. Because this is a time of abundance. And you hear those words and your heart says yes and your brain says no. And we are clearing those things out of your brain, out of your humanity. Humanity teaches you scarcity. It is something that humanity teaches you over and over and over. And the more you involve yourself with the media of humanity, the more that thought gets reinforced that there isn't enough. And we are untying all of the knots that it has put in you and in your life, in your beliefs, in who you are being. And we are letting that go. You see, the truth of your existence is that you are infinitely abundant. And you can feel that truth. And you can feel the fear of living that truth. And we're clearing that fear out now too. Because you don't need it. Total waste of time. You are infinitely abundant. You are infinitely abundant. God did not create you to suffer or to struggle or to sacrifice or to do without. If you listened to God, you'd have more than enough of everything in every moment, and there would never, ever, ever, ever be any lack in your life. But you've been taught to listen to humanity. So we are disconnecting you from those humanity beliefs. Because that simply holds you back. That's what it was designed for. It's a way of controlling you. But you don't need to be controlled. You have the freedom to be you and to decide who you are. And nobody has the right to change that. So we are unhooking you, unwinding you from all of those beliefs. And just breathe deeply and let go. Now, this is a big change for you and your life. And there may be times when you just don't know what to think, what to do. Because all of the beliefs that you've had that have held you back have become your normal. And now they're gone. And so who do you become? Who are you now? Well, you are becoming the truth. You are becoming the you that has been hiding within you all these years. You are opening up to abundance. You are opening up to money. You are opening up to love. You are opening up to joy. You are opening up to riches. You are opening up to life. You are opening up to success. You are opening up to you. Because all of that is you. and it's already there inside of you. You don't have to wait for it. It's there. Allow yourself to be connected once again to that beautiful flow of abundance. And we have reconnected you to the flow of abundance. And the energy is flowing through you now. And we ask that you spend some time every day just allowing abundance. And you can make it into one of those beautiful dear innate statements. Dear innate, I allow abundance in my life now.
Dear innate, I allow abundance in my life now.
And make sure you put the now on it when you make your statement, because you are talking about now. You are not talking about next week, next month, next year. You're talking about now. You are opening up to abundance now.
Opening up to abundance now.
And that is what is going to make a huge difference in your life. So you are now filled with the energy of abundance. You are in alignment with abundance. Abundance of money, abundance of love, abundance of luck, abundance of success, abundance of joy, abundance of everything you desire. And just feel it. Breathe it in. Accept it. And we will continue to work with you for a while. So just relax. Breathe. Enjoy. Accept.
Can I just quickly share something?
Yes.
It's so interesting that you started with this the first time you've had somebody say to just be. Because I could feel the energy around me as soon as you started talking, and I could feel it was finally time for me to be me. And when you hit on that word about being safe, it was like it opened up a floodgate for me. I've been stuck in the lack and the limitation of money. The minute you said safe, I recognized that that's the block that had been holding me, was it wasn't safe for me to have money. And towards the end of the clearing, it was amazing. I actually felt myself being, I'm going to use the word untethered, because it felt like something beneath me had been released. And I could feel myself lifting up, like a freedom, like a free spirit. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I have a sense that this is going to be continuing on my end, and that there is that confirming that you just said that there's going to be clearing continuing from your end for me. I am so very grateful that I followed the guidance to be on the call, and it was amazing that I was number 4, because that seems to be my lucky number for some reason. I'm not into numerology, but 4 seems to be my spiritual, I always know where the 4 shows up when I'm being guided spiritually. I'm going to shut up now. I just want to say this was so profound for me, and I am trusting that other people that are listening have received the blessings that I've received as well. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Barbara. Amazing grace. Thank you.
Well, you are welcome, Lola. And they want you to continue to just allow yourself to let go.
I will.
All right, let me see if there's anything else they want to say. Drink lots of water.
Okay. It's like they're clapping for me now. I'm sure I'm just imagining that, but that's what it feels like.
They do that sometimes, so it's not unusual, really. They really do love us, and they are so thrilled when they get to help us to let go of something, especially if it's something we've been holding on for lifetime after lifetime. And for you, this is something that goes back 17 lifetimes is what I hear.
Wow.
So you've been hanging on to this for a while. So this is a big thing. So yeah, you deserve a round of applause.
I just let it go. It's gone. It's gone. And that's the energy I'm going to flow with. Thank you.
And, you know, start making a list of what it is you are creating in your life, what it is you are welcoming and creating.
Wonderful.
And you don't have to know how it's going to come to you. That has nothing to do with the list. Just make a list of what it is that you really desire. And let yourself allow it.
That just brought such a burst of energy in my heart. Thank you.
Ooh. You are welcome. Okay, and there you are. Looking forward to working with you, so. Enjoy and let me know how it goes.
I will, for sure. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to move to our next caller from area code 512. Hi, who's this?
Hello, hi. This is Dionysus.
Dionysus?
Yes.
Oh, I like that name. Okay. What can I do for you?
It's actually my birth name. it's my actual name. It's the name of a Greek god of wine. And I always kind of joke that my dad may have been slightly inebriated when he decided to name me Dionysus. But anyhow, I'm not familiar with your work or how you work. I've listened to a couple of the calls. They seem to be very inspiring and moving. It seems like you kind of channel messages. That right?
I do. I channel messages. I channel healing. I do whatever is right for the person that I'm talking to.
All right. Well, you know, being that I was a host, the roles are reversed, and now I'm in the position of the caller inquiring with the reader. So I guess I'm just curious as to, again, I don't know a lot about your work, but or the spiritual skills you have promote, but maybe if you had any sort of information or general intuition regarding maybe my own spiritual skills, just as a confirmation in that way, and then maybe career.
Okay.
Because they kind of go hand in hand.
The first thing I'm getting is that you actually have more spiritual gifts, talents, abilities, whatever term works for you, than you've utilized, than you've tapped into. And that you have the ability, just like everybody else, to ask to be given any kind of talents or abilities that you want to experience. And they will be given to you. So that is a complete opening for you. Hold on. I'm getting more than one message at a time.
That's okay.
All right. I'm just going to let the goddess Ast, and her name is spelled A-S-T. I'm going to let her talk. Yeah. That way I don't have to figure out what they're saying. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Your name was not an accident. It was the name that you chose before you came into the physical realm. And your father was simply fulfilling your wishes. You have this beautiful, amazing energy within you. And you have barely begun to even tap into it. It is a connection that you have had through many lifetimes with several of the Greek gods. You are one with them. And so they are a part of you. You are a part of them. We say this not to make it sound like you are more than other people, because it's not about that. It's about understanding that you have that resource that you can utilize at any time. We would encourage you to start doing some meditations where you are connecting with your namesake and with the other Greek gods and asking them what they want to share with you, what you need to understand. Your life is your choice. You know this. And the only one who's responsible for your life is you. But each being who comes into the physical has connections, like Barbara Grace is connected with me. But she didn't find me until a few years ago, but I was always there. I was always ready to work with her, and I love her greatly. And I waited until she was ready to work with me. You are now ready to work with the ones who are there for you, and they will take you down a path that's different from what you have imagined your future as being. But it will allow you to develop your power, your energy, your amazing abilities, and to utilize them as you work with others. And that is what we see you doing as your career. And we see you being quite successful at it. And you having more than enough abundance to live off of and to do the things that you truly desire from your heart. You are very powerful, and we want you to open up to that power, and we want you to be powerful, because that is you. So we are clearing away a few old beliefs and programmings in you that you really don't need, that would hold you back and make you think, oh, I can't, I shouldn't, I won't. You don't need any of that, because you are. And you know you are. And it's time to start living you in all of your beauty and majesty and power and grace and glory. Because that's what you came here for. Embrace yourself and let go. Okay, that's what she wanted to tell you.
Okay, I was entranced. My eyes were closed.
Good.
I appreciate it. You know, it's interesting, just to offer some confirmation. I've always had this sense that I chose my name, so I thought that was interesting. And, you know, I've wrestled with, you know, the elements of egotism, if you will. And even in my, especially in my youth, you know, I've been on television, I've been blessed in, you know, in some ways that not everybody is, you know, fortunate to experience. And I know that that's a result of my own inner power and spiritual karma as well. Those blessings, however, never caused me to feel the need to inflate my sense of ego, you know, or caused a grandiloquent sense of egoic satisfaction. You know what I mean? Like, So for me, and that's a lesson I've learned, you know, and so I really, you know, I feel that at this stage of my life, I have denounced or relinquished, let go of my own inner power, afraid of being viewed as egotistical. You know what I mean? And so it's nice to hear a message just kind of confirming that I need to reclaim my own inner power, inner strength, and to just proceed with spiritual purpose, so to speak. So I'll conclude with that. And thank you so much for sharing.
One of the things I want you to understand is that it's not about the ego. It's about living from your heart. Let your heart come first, and your brain listens to your heart. If you do it the other way around, the ego does tend to get in the way and try to take over. But if you live from your heart and tell your brain, okay, just sit back, and if the heart tells you to do something, you can do it. But otherwise, you know, you don't have anything to do. Or, you know, yeah, tell it to give it a math problem, you know, divide 20 million by 0.27 or something like that.
Something you can't do to put it in check. Yeah.
Yeah, something that'll keep it occupied, you know, forever as it tries to do it. But if you are coming from your heart, and they are, the goddess that was speaking to you and the ones that are working with her are still with you, and they're opening your heart more. So you may feel something there. But as you are opening your heart and coming more and more from your heart, the ego actually, it changes. It reduces, yeah, and it shifts, and it just kind of blends
it
into the
radiates. Yes, it radiates. It's exactly it. It radiates and blends with the spirit of other people around me, and it emboldens them. It raises their vibrations. I've experienced this, so I know exactly what you're saying.
So follow your heart and make that connection with those amazing Greek gods.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm not going to take any more time, because I can tell a lot of people want to talk to you, and you keep doing what you're doing. It helps, and you know. So thank you.
Thank you. I will. And you do what you do.
Thank you. And don't hang up on me. Just put me back on mute. I want to listen.
I that's my thing. I always put people on mute. You hang up.
Okay.
I do.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. And have a great day.
You too.
Ooh, I can feel all the Greek gods energy. Ooh, yeah, you got to connect with that. Okay. And our next caller is Nathaniel.
Did you tell me to fast?
Well, you can do the fasting lab.
Well, nobody told me to do the fast, and I ate a little bit before. And then they asked me if I fasted, and I said yes, but I really didn't.
Oh, okay. So 107 was the glucose, which is, you know, just borderline high. But if it was non-fasting, then it's normal, okay? So is that something, anyway, you need like maybe a cholesterol check at some point so we can do a fast?
Okay, apparently Nathaniel is on another call. So let me see if there's anything that that my team wants to share with all of you while we wait. Okay, here's what they're saying. Many of you are experiencing more than you've ever experienced before. You're actually opening up to this energy, and that's really wonderful for you, because your life is meant to be more. Your lives are meant to be more. Each of you, your life is meant to be more. And even the people that you consider to be so spiritually in alignment and they're living the perfect life, they are also becoming more. Because that's the natural evolution of, that's the natural evolution. And you're not supposed to fight it. So if you find yourself thinking, well, yes, I am going to change, but I'm not going to change today. I'll change next week. It'll be much better if I change next week. Stop that. Stop putting off your own life. Do everything now. Now. Make now part of any affirmations that you are using. Make sure every statement you are making, you are saying it is happening now. Because now the energy is here for so much more for all of you. Don't pass this by. And you are not who you used to be. You're not who you were 5 seconds ago. You are constantly changing, always changing, always evolving. Open up to it. Allow it. Allow it. Allow it. Allow it. There is more to life than you know. And it is time for you to start living that more. To start accepting your power, your majesty, your glory. Because the Creator is within you and you are within the Creator and you have everything, everything that you desire. And if you don't see it in your life, it's because you are stopping it. Feel the need to stop the good of you. Let go of the need to control yourself. Why would you need to control yourself? You are beautiful. You are amazing. You are wonderful. And when you are following your heart, you are always doing what is for the highest good. Why would you need to control that? Listen to your heart. Create your life your way. Don't think you have to be like anybody else because you're not like anybody else. But you are connected with everybody else. Send them love. Let them be who they are being and let yourself be who you are being. You have the freedom to flow with love in your own life in every moment. Do it now. And we have cleared you all, and we love you all, and we are you all. Okay, let's go back to Nathaniel and see if he's ready.
That is like, you know.
See, nobody's forcing
you. Yeah.
And also, the only thing is, like, if you, it won't help you.
Okay, he's not ready. We're almost out of time. So they want me to remind you that we each have the freedom to be ourselves, to truly embrace ourselves. And you don't have to be what anybody else thinks you should be, because you're not here to be what anybody else thinks you should be. Nobody's supposed to control you. Nobody's supposed to dictate your life. That's just not the way it works. It's not the way it works as long as you accept that you have freedom. And that's really a big thing for a lot of people. They don't believe that they have freedom. So how would your life be if you were free? If you truly allowed yourself to be free, if you truly allowed yourself to be who you are, to live your life your way, how would your life be different? And why are you holding yourself back? Why would you ever hold yourself back? And if you're coming up with a million and one answers to that question, the goddesses are working with you right now to dissolve and release every single one of them. You don't need to hold yourself back. Oh, I can feel the energy. When some of you believe that you are wrong, that you were created wrong, that you are cursed, that you're not allowed, and oh, they're wiping out all of that. Just take a nice deep breath and let it go. Because none of that is true. We have the beliefs of humanity, and we were taught that the beliefs of humanity are the laws, and we should follow them. We must follow them, and if we don't follow them, bad things will happen, so we have to follow them. Yeah, they're clearing out all of that, too. Because none of that is true. Most laws are created out of fear. Most laws have to do with control. And I'm not just talking about the legal laws. I'm talking about the cultural beliefs that everyone is expected to adhere to. There are always people who do not adhere to them, but you don't ever hear about that because they're the ones who created the rules to begin with. And so they don't want you to know that they don't follow their own rules. And let that soak in for a second. They don't follow their own rules, but they expect you to. Because when you follow their rules, they benefit. You don't. But they tell you that you do. It's like the whole work hard and you will be successful. And that's a bunch of bull. Because there are so many people who work so incredibly hard and never make it anywhere. It just doesn't work for them. So let go of the whole idea that you need to work hard in order to be a success. Allow yourself to be a success. Allow yourself to be a success. Allow yourself to be a success. And they're clearing up a bunch of energy around that, around everybody. Allow yourself to be a success. Okay, we're going to go to the caller from 347. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Keisha.
Well, hello, Keisha. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully well. What are you up to today?
I don't know. I'm going to go. I'm definitely going to go treat myself to some good food. And I'm probably going to wander into some supermarket or Whole Foods or Target and I don't know. Find some things.
That sounds like fun, a fun adventure.
Yeah, I need some fun. Well, yeah, you know what? I want to become a, let me not say that. I don't know that I want to become a vegan. I don't, but I want to eat, you know, healthier and have, I want to eat food that gives me energy. You know, I want to have a lot of high energy and things like that. I'm kind of trying to change, you know, what I'm eating and things like that. For some reason, I think I'm like, can you develop allergies? I feel like I've developed, like, I don't know if I'm allergic to shrimp or something. I have no clue. But so it's like, I don't really know what to buy. Now, I have meat in my fridge, but it's like, I don't know what to buy now. That I'm thinking about, you know, eating lighter and making vegan meals. What do you buy this for? So it's going to be an adventure. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be, what am I buying here? It's going to be, you know, interesting. But I called because I am thinking of doing a, well, there's two kind of like skincare businesses I want to do. So I want to do two skincare businesses. But I feel like I didn't make anything yet. But I had some like
coconut oils I've had for a while, and I don't know if I put a spoon in it or something, but anyway, something broke my arm out. And something I put on me broke my arm out, but it wasn't anything I made. And ever since then, I kind of got a fear of, what if I make something and somebody breaks out? You know, like what if something's content, you know. And it kind of just slowed me down because I was like ordering ingredients and things like that. And it kind of, I don't know, like maybe it brought up a fear or something. Or yeah, maybe it brought up a fear. I don't know. So I'm still getting my products and things, but it's just been my confidence went down, even though it has nothing to do with what I'm making. It just was, I guess, something broke my skin out. So I do want to do that and get started with that. But I'm also still applying for employment. And I'm not sure what I'm attracting or if I'm sending out mixed signals to the universe, because I feel like I can be happily employed and running a business. It doesn't have to be either or. So I'm just wondering, what am I sending out? Like what? You know what I'm saying? Like I want to have both.
Okay. Okay, so you're getting a message now from the goddess Aft, and actually it's a whole group of people. And so just sit back, relax, and listen.
Okay,
here we go. One of the things you really need to make sure of is that you are not cutting yourself off from the pleasures of life. You have this desire to be healthy and to eat light, and there's no real talk about pleasure in there. I mean, if you look at your life and you look at your talents and the things that you do and the impact that you have on people, the products that you want to make and sell would be considered luxury products, and yet you don't allow yourself to have a luxurious life. You are always stopping yourself. You think that you can't, you shouldn't, you mustn't. You have all of these old beliefs that you've been carrying around for years. You need to let all of that go. You need to let every bit of that go. You don't need any of that. You, in this lifetime, wanted to experience love, pure love. Love for yourself, love for the world, love for anything and everything. That's what you wanted to experience, love, love and freedom. And that's why you chose a family that would not give you love and freedom, because you wanted to find that love and that freedom. And you have a gift with chocolate. Chocolate is considered a more luxurious aspect of life, because you are meant to be luxurious, to have luxury, to create luxurious things that when people put them on their bodies or when they eat them, they are going, oh, this is so wonderful. This tastes so good. This feels so good. This lets them know that they have luxury in their own lives. You need to open up to the luxury in your life. Whether or not you're vegan really doesn't have anything to do with anything. As long as you are eating things that you enjoy, your food should give you pleasure. So if you are cutting out all of the things that you enjoy in order to be healthy and eat right, you are actually suffering. Don't suffer. Seriously. Don't suffer. It's not required making anybody's life better by suffering. And you're certainly not making your life better by suffering. Look at the luxury of life, the luxury of your life. Start allowing more and more luxury into your life. We feel that you are not getting the responses from the job search that you are expecting, because there is a part of you that seriously does not want a job. You want to have the freedom to create your beautiful products and to sell those and to have people line up to buy them because of the quality, because of the luxury, because of the energy of them. That's what you're here for. So why not start listening to your heart and give yourself permission to be abundant, to just be abundant. You don't have to understand how it's going to happen, where it's going to come from, and all that other stuff that your brain always wants to get engaged with. Just let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. And start creating the luxurious life that you came here to live. And love yourself. That's what she wanted to say.
Oh, wow. I love it. I love it. I love everything. And those things are definitely true. I definitely do not have to sacrifice. Sacrificing and suffering is not required. And I do want to allow myself to, you know, receive nice things and to receive, you know, the luxuries of life. I do want that. I remember, I want to let go. I mean, I don't know if I have. I try to tell myself, I've been telling myself I deserve nice things and things like that. I think it was an experience, like I went to Manhattan, and I was with my cousin, and I seen Rolex and Tiffany's and Louis Vuitton and all of these luxury stores. I've never been to Fifth Avenue. This is my first time going to Fifth Avenue, and I was like a kid in a candy store. I was like, oh, my God, like I was so happy. And my cousin, he went and told his mother, and his mother told my mother that I was just so excited and happy about seeing these luxury things. But my mother shamed me for it. She shamed me, I guess, even though she wasn't there, she shamed me for liking it or wanting it or having this big, I guess, reaction to it. And I wondered, I've been trying to let that go. Like, I deserve nice things. It's safe for me to want nice things and like nice things. I don't know if I've let that experience go, or just other things have happened that put in, you know, that adds that shame, you know, when I've asked for nice things or something like that. But I have been saying to myself that I deserve nice things. You know, abundant things and luxurious things. I have been kind of saying that to myself. So it's interesting that Ash brought that up. And that the things I'm making are luxury items. And I guess I need to, realize that.
Yeah. And you need to accept.
Yeah, and it's a, yeah.
Because if you don't accept it, you are not going to attract other people who are going to want to buy it. Because if you think that there's something wrong with you having luxurious things in your life, then you're not sending out the energy that says, you want luxury, come to me.
Right. Because you know what, I just wanted to, like, I ordered some jars and I was like, this is an 8-ounce jar. It looks so little. I'm like, who's going to pay, you know, $20 for an 8-ounce body butter? But I'm like, no, this is the size everyone is selling for this price. So they are paying for it. Even though it looks so little to me, I'm like, okay. So, yeah, I have to, you know, allow myself. I want to receive luxury things. I do. What I try to do is sometimes I go on like Instagram and I look at people who have luxury things, and I notice with one person, for some reason I'll a thought, but it's, I don't know if it's my thought or if it's my mother's thought, and it'll go, oh, that's vain or that's gaudy, you know, to what might, or is greedy or vain or some kind of word that shames the person or shames me, you know, or whatever. So I do want to let that go and just have everything I want.
Good.
Without guilt, without guilt. So I have been saying that to myself and trying to release it.
Don't tell me you're trying to release. Tell me you're releasing.
I am releasing shame and guilt or thinking something is luxuries are vain or nice things are vain or material things is materialistic. I am releasing that, or I have released it now.
Much better. And the goddesses are releasing it as you were talking.
Okay. Yeah, I like that you added that now stuff. I was like, yeah, I need to say that.
Yeah, now you know you're living.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know what I was watching, and these people were like, oh, you can, change your belief in a week or this amount of time. And I said, you know what? You don't need all of that time to change your belief, because it didn't take all that time for you to develop it. Sometimes you might have made a choice as a kid or somebody said something to you and you may have agreed with it right then and there, and it kind of stuck right in the air, and then it just kind of got reinforced. But I don't think you needed all that time to develop a belief, so I don't think you need all that time to let it go. I was like, no, I'm choosing, you know, now, and I want to release this now. And that's kind of what I, you know, definitely want to do. I definitely want to receive the luxuries of life because I definitely deserve it. And I don't want anybody to make me feel that I don't deserve it or transfer their shame and guilt around it. So I'm just trying to definitely clear out. I want to, and I'm choosing to clear out energy, negative energy around the things that I want.
Well, you are releasing as we are talking. They are still working with you. And focus on what you are creating and welcoming. Don't focus on the negative. Don't focus on what somebody told you. Don't focus on what happened in the past. That's over. It's done. Focus on what you are welcoming and creating in your life now.
Okay. I can do that. And I like that you brought out to me that what I'm creating are luxury items. And I should look at it like that. But I'm definitely happy that I'm in a space now where I can create and, give it's a supportive environment where I can practice and try things and do things. And I just kind of have that freedom now.
Good. And make sure that you are also recognizing that the luxury items that you are creating are worth the price that you are charging.
Okay. I definitely recognize that. I definitely can recognize that.
That means you have to recognize the value of you, too.
Yeah, I am recognizing my value, and I've been saying, like, everything you're saying, I've been saying to myself, you know, that I have value. And one thing I've been doing is I kind of been imagining, because everything, like you said, I want love. Everything is love. You know, money is love, you know, with support. And I've just been imagining that, say I have this fabulous man, and he wants to share his love with me. He wants to show me his love. So I've been imagining receiving luxury items and just allowing support and stuff without feeling I'm taking from the universe or I'm taking from somebody else or, you know, costing somebody, you know, like any negative feelings. So I have been imagining that and allowing myself to receive, you know, allowing myself to receive nice things. And so I kind of have been doing that or working on that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of definitely, you know, asked, and you and asked were definitely on point. But thank you. Thank you. I guess what I'll do is just, you know, keep doing it, keep affirming it and feeling it. And I guess with my new perspective, I can see what I'm attracting employment, you know, in the world and also employment-wise.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to be clear about what you're actually putting out there.
Yeah, yeah. But that, you know what, if they have positions where you don't have to work a bunch of hours and get paid, you still can get paid a bunch of money, and I can still have free time to do what I want. So it's, I can definitely have what I want. I just need to allow it and create it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Well, thank you, Barbara. Thank you so much. And thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Ash.
She says, you're welcome.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Well, that's the show for today. Thank you all. It's been a wonderful, wonderful show, and I just love the energy of it. And I look forward to talking to you all again next week. Have fun. Bye-bye.